This afternoon we're going to think about the words of the Psalm 139. There are 24 verses in this psalm. I want you to think about them carefully. They are a remarkable exposition of God, an explanation of who God is, and the intimate relationship he has with each one of us in our lives. James Montgomery Boyce, in his expositions upon this psalm, described it as being a hymn to the all-knowing God. Please think about the all-knowing God as I read these words to you. The Psalm 139, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. The God who knows everything. This is what the Psalm 139 is all about. There is nothing about us that he is not familiar with. He sees all of our actions. He hears all of our words. He peers right into our minds, our thoughts, our attitudes. He beholds our deceptions. There is nothing about us that God does not know. There is nothing about the world, about the universe, that God is not aware of. God doesn't have to take lessons. He doesn't have to learn anything. All wisdom, all knowledge comes from God. He is the font of knowledge, because everything that we know has come from him. That is, except the knowledge of sin, that has come from Satan, and that is rebellion and defiance against God. But our knowledge in terms of what we are familiar with in the world around us, that has come from God. God has given us everything that we have. Whenever the surgeon uses his intricate skill to perform marvelous life-saving operations, that knowledge has come from God, because God is the great physician. And so it is in every aspect of life. God is aware of all things. The psalmist takes this thought and he expands it and looks at it in terms of how this affects us in our practical everyday lives. For example, the God who knows me, knew me and formed me when I was in my mother's womb. In the verse 14 he says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. He said, you covered me when I was in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The human body is a most remarkable creation. There are mysteries in the human body that science has not yet found an answer to. And God has created us, and he knew us. He was forming us when we were in the womb of our mother. And that, of course, poses the question, when does life begin? When do we become human beings? Well, is the answer not here in front of us? We become human beings whenever we were conceived in the wombs of our mothers. Life does not begin at birth. We do not simply become human beings the moment we are born. Life begins at conception. And you know where this is leading me. Abortion, the woman's right to choose. Does a woman have the right to kill her child? Well, if a mother does not have the right to kill her child after birth, does she have the right to kill her child before birth? No, she doesn't. Because we were fashioned by God when we are in the womb of our mother. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. And we should be reminded of this. God knew us whenever we were conceived. He was with us when we were in the womb of our mother. There's nothing about our natures. There's nothing about our physical makeup that God is not aware of. He knows absolutely everything. And then he talks about God's precious thoughts toward him in verse 17. He said, they are more than the sand. God thinks about us. He cares about us, this great God who knows everything. He really cares. His thoughts towards us are precious, and this is so wonderful. Men can be very intelligent and very wise, and yet at the same time they can be aloof. They can be cold. They can be harsh. Brilliant men, brilliant women can live on a planet of their own without any consideration for others. But God is not like that. He is the most brilliant mind of all, and yet he has precious thoughts for us. We who are so small, we who live in this insignificant speck in the vastness of the universe, this planet Earth, we who are just grasshoppers in the sight of God, his thoughts towards us are precious. Oh, this is marvelous. God really cares about us. I am particularly fond of the words of verse 10. Because the words of verse 10 tell us so much about this God who knows everything and our relationship towards him. He said, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. He paints a picture there of a man or a woman who cannot escape from God. Wherever we go in life, we go north, we go south, we go east, we go west. We take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. We go to some far off distant place in the world or in the universe. And even there, God's hand will lead us and God's hand will guide us. And he will preserve us and he will keep us. God's will never takes us where his grace cannot keep us. God is in charge of all things. And perhaps you've been trying to flee from God. You've been trying to shake him off. His voice has called you to repentance. His voice has called you to follow him. You've been going your own way. You've been taking your own path. You've been pursuing your own pleasures. But yet God has been coming and he has been speaking to you, challenging you. You know you need to be born again. You know you need to give up your sin. You know you need to seek God and live. But still you go your own way. But still he pursues you. Oh, how infinite grace this is. He pursues you as the one who sent his son to die for you. He pursues you as the one who suffered for you. He pursues you as the one who has great love for you because he loves sinners. It's one of the criticisms that was made of Jesus Christ. This man receiveth sinners and he still does this very thing. He knows your sin. He hates your sin, but he loves you. And he's calling you to come and follow him. Oh, will you hear that today? This great and wonderful and vast God, he's in the business of reconciling men and women such as us to himself. In the verse 23, David says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Look into your heart. Let us all do that. Let us view our sin. Let us view our deception. Let God's will search us out. Let God's eyes inspect us. Let us turn from our wicked ways and let us follow him in the way everlasting. God loves you. Don't miss out on that love. And give your heart to him today, the one who sees all things. I thank you so much for listening.